How you feel tonight? Are you hungry? Are you hungry to hear the word? Amen. I've sought the Lord, and the Lord has blessed me. Amen. In studying in His word, and I've been pondering the mind of the Lord. And He's been dealing with my heart this week. I don't know actually sure what to put the title of this message other than it's come to me in the start of this service. When the dark clouds come, He will come through for us. When the dark clouds come, He will come through for us. Amen. Let us pray. Father of heaven, we come to Thee tonight, Jesus, thanking Thee, Lord God, again, to stand here, Lord God, to speak Thy word tonight, Jesus, to Thy people. We seek to edify the body of Christ tonight, Lord God, that Your name, O Lord, to be exalted and to be lifted up, Lord God. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the presence that Thou hast brought, Lord Jesus, tonight with the sweet Holy Ghost. And we ask Thee, O Lord God, O Lord Jesus, tonight to anoint these lips tonight to speak the word to Thy people, Lord God. We give You the glory and the praise and the honor, Lord Jesus, for what You are doing. That God, that Thou hast been so wonderful to us, Lord. Thou hast been so good to us, Lord. And we praise Thee, O Lord Jesus, for Your mighty power of Thy delivering power, Lord, tonight, O Lord God. O Lord, supply the need tonight, Jesus, of Your people, Lord God. As we feast upon Thy word, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. What will you do in the time, in the times of darkness? I go to the Word for strength, especially when I get very low, Brother William. The comfort that the Word gives to us in these trying times. Now, I'm all by myself, and I have to put up with myself. Amen. And I want you to know that sweet spirit, when it comes, I magnify the Lord even at home. Yes, I feel that shouting spirit at times. Amen. He gets a hold of me, Sister Darlene. And amen. When I wash, you know, my dishes, I said, Lord, just thank You for the strength just right now that I'm able to do this. Now, you know, sometimes I don't want to do it, but I know I've got to do it. Amen. And what doing my, you know, I run things around my house. I can say that, you know, and of course I'm kind of joshing you tonight because I don't have to ask no one except the Lord. Praise God. Amen. But I want to read from you from the verse of Scripture in St. John, the 8th chapter. I got really blessed by what the Lord has spoke to us through His Word. And He said this in the 12th verse, the 8th chapter of St. John. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Notice this in the second part of the Scripture. He said, He that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Amen. We also see another scene in the part of where Jesus had caught a woman in adultery. They commanded her to be stoned. And they came to Jesus and asked in Him what to do with her. And Jesus made it plain to them that has sin, let him go ahead and cast the first stone. This woman was caught in adultery. And sure that she was in darkness. And surely by the Mosaic law, she was to be stoned. But I like the words of Jesus. As he told that woman there, when all them that would accuse her and bring such a charge to her, they left. And the words that Jesus says, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So anyhow, we see here in a part in the Scripture how that Jesus is moving. Amen. And he would have us to be comforted through these difficult times. Jesus made it very plain. He that followeth him will never walk in darkness. It seems sometime our way seems very foggy at times, very difficult at times. But Jesus said, we will have the light of life no matter what we go through in this life. If we follow him, he is the light in our pathway. Jesus declares to us, I am the light of the world, and we are the light of the world. Amen. If we got Jesus inside of us, amen, we have a testimony that he is working in our life and he is doing things for us. There are days that it seems like we are all alone. And a feeling comes over us as if no one cares. Amen. These hormones sometimes seem to work on, I don't know about you, but I assume male and female, when we go through these times that we get mighty low. But I don't know how to describe it. But amen, I know that Jesus will have to comfort us in the times of these things that we are facing in. Listen, you pray, amen, and it seems at times we can't even touch God. Our prayers seem like we're not getting through. Amen. Satan is always trying to put some negative thoughts in our mind. For here we have a great battle that we are fighting. But let us always remember what the Word, according to Psalms 46:1, what does he say? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. In a time of the situations that we're going through this life. Amen. He said, present help in the time of trouble. You've been there. Amen. It seems like sometime we are facing financial situations and we want to get something paid through on time. But it seems like something is always coming our way. Seems like the bottom falls out. Amen. Come on now. When it rains, it pours. Amen. Something's always coming up. Well, I didn't expect this to happen. But it happens. Sometimes the well even runs dry. Come on now. It's not a good feeling at times. Scripture says present help, does it not? Sometimes we want the answers to be very quick. And sometimes, amen, in the storms of this life that we're going through, amen, we don't get the answer right away. Amen. But I want you to know what did Jesus say. And I like this, even in the lowness of what we feel, in our emotions at times, when that storm of depression seemed like to come against us and we feel so low and so weary at times. But Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, what did he say? He said, lo, he used the description, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Listen, everything's going to be all right. The circumstances will change even though it don't seem that way. Don't seem that way or what we're going through sometime. I don't know what my brothers and my sisters are going through, but I know what I go through at times in facing the trials, amen, of this life, in the hardships, amen. Job, he came to the place of dark days when Satan stripped him of all that he had. He lost all his wealth, and he lost his children. And then on top of that, Satan smote Job with boils from the sole of his feet even to his crown. Those that came by to him to see him, they did not even encourage him. And he remarked and he said, "Miserable comforters are ye all." You think about that. Hey, I go to somebody sometime when I get down. I like the fellowship, amen, with my pastor and his and Sister Sylvia and all of them, amen, that they have been such a friend to me in these trying, difficult times because I know that they can get a prayer through. Amen. You think about this. I'm talking about dark times, amen, that we face in this life. We see his companion speak of discouraging words. "Job, why don't you curse God and die?" "Job," answered her, "thou speakest as one of a foolish woman speak." Listen, Job knew that God was going to bring him through no matter what he faced in this life. Job held on to his integrity. He was not his words or what he said. "Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Amen. "Even though I don't have nothing, yet I will praise you, and I've suffered the loss of these things, yet I will glorify you, God, for what you are doing in my life. You are there to strengthen me. You are there to help me through the storms of this life." Amen. Job, I can picture him as saying it this in the situations. He said, "God, I'll serve you in the bad times, in the good times, and in the between times. Lord, I'm going to serve you, and I'm going to praise you. God, I'm going to hold to your unchanging hands no matter what comes my way. Even though it seemed like darkness, it seemed like it's trying a step in the way, and I can't see you clearly, but I'm going to hold to your hand, Jesus." We see another picture of how Job was, and he found in the scripture in Job 23, verses 1 through 10. Job longed to appear before God. I want you to get a picture of the scenes of what Job was saying. "Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavy than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Oh, that I may find him. Amen. That I might come even to his seat." And the desire that he had when the hedge was taken away, Brother William, the hedge was taken away. God has blessed Job richly. Amen. And the hedge was taken away. Oh, wow. And even Satan made through the accusation of said that he would, that Job would curse God. Even he said, when you take away the hedge, things are going to be different. And that's what Satan was saying. "No wonder your hand has been heavy upon Job, and you're blessing him as through all what you what he has." Amen. But I want you to know that Job himself held on to his integrity with his righteousness. "God, I will walk with you through everything in this life. I will praise you." Then he goes on to say, I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand that he would say unto me, will he plead against me with his great power? Job says no, but he would put strength in me. God's going to put strength in me in these difficult and hardship times. In the face of what we are facing, his children was taken away from him, and he suffered great grief. But he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He goes on to say, and it seemed like darkness had covered him. He said, behold, I go forward, but he's not there. And backwards, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doeth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. Oh, praise God. Amen. But we see Job holding on to his integrity to God to serve him. Amen. In the time, amen, of the storms of his life. And then he made this declaration and he said, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Amen. I'm coming through. Lord, you're coming through. Amen. To help me in this life. Amen. To come forth as gold. To shine forth as a testimony, amen, that I've lived a life before you, Lord. Amen. And one day I'm going to see you. Amen. One day I'm going to see you, Lord. Amen. No matter what in this life, amen, that I face, I'm going to see you one day in the faith that he believed. Amen. And his prayer was answered. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 through 9. Paul writing to the Corinthian church. He says, we are troubled on every side. Amen. Yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. You know, in the perplexities of this life, sometimes our minds seem like we get bumfuggled. I don't know how to express that word. Amen. But we get cloudy at times. Our minds get foggy at times. Amen. And we wonder what's going to take place in our life. Amen. But dark days come. Adversity comes in our life. Listen, in the period of time of what we are living today, I don't believe America has not faced such a time other than the Great Depression in 1929. And I don't want a picture of how bad, amen, the situation was even back then, but it was so terrible and bad. But listen, church, we're going down a road that we had never been through before. This generation that we're facing in, we're going through some difficult and hard times. And we better hold on to God. Praise God. Amen. It gets scary. We are afraid of the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. Amen. It gets scary. Amen. And there are many people are afraid of what might take place. Might take place. Amen. But I want you to know God's going to take care of his people regardless. I said God's going to take care of his people. He's going to come through regardless of what we go through. Amen. We might have to do without a lot of things. Praise God. Amen. Well, we might have to face some hunger times too. They did back in 1929 of the fall of the stocks and the depression. They went through some difficult times. People today, because of the loss of their jobs, they are going through suicide and committing such a great evil against their own body because of the things that they are facing. Listen, it seemed like the bottom is falling out. It would seem like the walls would cave in on us. And it seemed like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Things look very dark. Amen, and blurry. And it would seem like that there is no way out and there's no end to the storm. Amen. I feel like, Sister Sylvia, in these times, in these economical times that we are going through, it's not going to happen, amen, that a lot of people think it's going to happen so quickly. They look at Obama as the Messiah to the problem that they are facing, that they're going to get some pie in the sky or the gravy in this life. They're looking for him. A lot of church people feel that way too. Amen. But I'm afraid, amen, and I know that what's going to happen. Yeah, things going to get, they're going to get worse, it seems like to me. I don't feel like there's no way the end of this coming. It's going to be, and since he's taken office, if you say I'm negative, I reckon I am negative, but I see some difficult times coming. Amen. I would like to think that the problem in the situation is going to answer quickly. Amen. But anyhow, God's going to come through for us. The economy is so far down, and we wonder if we're going to make end meet. Amen. I don't know about you, but my income seems mighty little since I live on such a pension. And I say this, God's blessed me. Amen. I want to give him praise and glory for what he's doing. I'm not behind on my bills. And you can tell I must have eaten pretty good. And you've heard me say here on a Sunday, I was talking about how God blessed me with a suit of clothes. People buy me ties. People give me ties. People give me shoes. God's provided for me. I hadn't bought no shoes in years. Praise God. There you go. Even my pastor takes me out sometime and I have some good eats with him. Put a little pepper salt on his ice cream one day and he wouldn't have that. I'll just josh him. He knows that. He knows that. But anyhow, I want to get on to my thought. I say this, that there are many people in America, they are without jobs. Unemployment has reached a peak that hasn't been, I say, for decades. I mean, it has rose so high and it's raging. And it would seem like it would be a time to give up and throw in the towel, so to speak. Hey, we seem to forget that God is always in control. We are to hold on to God's unchanging hand regardless how bleak the circumstances is. Some people want to go another way, but I want to go the way that he's providing. For Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. Even through the difficult, dark times that we face in this life. The scripture said, we are troubled on every side. yet not distressed. Listen, He gives us the peace in the storms of this life. When they are raging, Sister Matnett, when we face these times that we are facing and going through these times, He gives us peace. Now, I believe you can have peace just like Daniel had. Amen. When it seemed like it was so dark. Amen. And when he was in the midst, when there was lions all around him in that lion's den. Hey, I want you to know, oh, Daniel, he pulled up him a mane of a lion there. Amen. And he propped his head back and had the cup of the lion, and he propped his feet on another lion. And amen. And I tell you, he was warm. Even there, even in the midst of what he was facing, I'm sure that God provided for him. Amen. Even through the cold of what he was facing, the peace came in his life in the times of darkness. Listen. It seemed like there's no end to the raging trials of life. But we're going to face them, church. Amen. We're going to face them. The trial that sometime that just seemed like it was so easy beset us. Amen. But He'll come through for us. God will come through for us. Amen. When we are facing these things, we feel like we are so helpless. Amen. But God will come through for us. Listen, the sinner and the ungodly, hey, they're going to be in despair. I say they're going to be in despair. Amen. They're going to face those things of deep depression because they do not serve God. But hey, we are to press on. We being the body of Christ, we are to continue unto the faith. Amen. We are never to give ground to the enemy. Amen. Satan would say to us, hey, it's hopeless. There's no use in serving God. Amen. But hey, I want to serve Him through the bad times, in the good times, and in the between times. Amen. I want to serve Him in the beauty of holiness. I want to walk with Him in the beauty of holiness, in the newness of life. But I know He's providing for me. And He'll provide for you. Listen, Satan seemed like he dictates to us, Sister Donna, that it's hopeless, even through the circumstances. Satan will dictate to us that there is no answer to the solution. Amen. But Paul mentions also that we are persecuted, but not forsaken. We're not forsaken. Amen. Satan wants you to believe that God has left you. Amen. He's going to tell you, hey, you're not saved. Come on. So you fall sometimes. So you fall and you fail. Amen, at times. I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. Come on now. But I strive to be perfect. That old fox, he wants you to give in. In times like these, we need to persevere and to fight the good fight of warfare. Listen, church, there will be times of hardness that we have to endure, but we are to be patient, amen, in the fight. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities of the air. So we got to fight a good fight. We got to stay in there. Amen. We got to praise God regardless, amen, what comes our way. Woo! Amen. I feel this. So, damn, I know that's kind of loud. So things will not go our way. And the bottom has fell out. So what? It is never time to give in and listen to the adversary of your soul. We must keep the good fight on. I said we must keep the good fight on. Praise God. Listen, devil, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to worship God. Amen. When he comes around and, amen, he's speaking our shoulder, and sometime he knocks at our door and we suffer some of these pains of this body. Amen. But I want you to know the Lord, he is our healer. Regardless, one of the greatest promises of God is found in Romans 8, verse 28. In the time, Sister Matnett, that I was going through, in going through divorce, in going through the loss of my children, in going through the loss of my materialistical things in this life, and all that I went through, and through the times of depression, and the times it seemed like things were so dreary. But I want you to know, I held to the Scripture, amen, that He's working for my good. Lord, you give me this Scripture to hold fast to you, that you're working for my good, even though I don't see it and I don't understand. Amen. And sometime confusion, amen, knocks at our door. Why me? Why me, Lord? Why is this all on me? Why is the hardship that I'm going through? Why, Lord, do you care about me? And yes, He does care about you. Because the question was asked, Lord, carest not we perish? Amen. When He told the disciples when they were on that ship and the dark clouds was raising so strong against them. Amen. The Lord said, I'll come through. And He did He not say, peace, be still. He says it to us in the storms of this life for what you're facing and going through. Peace, be still. Amen. Yet in the comment of all the thousands of the precious verses that we have received in His Word, it seemed that perhaps this is the hardest for us to fully believe. But it is the truth of the Word of God. If the verse reads something worked together for good, or most things work together for good, surely then he would not be difficult to understand. Some things, amen, but that little word of all makes a mighty difference. Amen. People are losing their homes today. People are losing their vehicles today. They are losing some of the necessary things that they need. Amen. But how are we going to face and endure these things? We must hold on to God's unchanging hand, church. Praise God. In this, it makes us think of the heartaches, the disappointments, the illness, the pain, the inconvenience of life, slanderous persecution, amen, and things of all kinds that we are going through this life. Lord, you're working for my good. When these things are taken away from us and the things that we enjoy, I want you to know that a lot of people feel that they got to have a lot of comfort in this life, a lot of ease in this life. And I'm afraid the church world, amen, of what they're going through sometimes, many times, they are ease in Zion. Well, I didn't hear much amen. Praise God. But to comfort what they want. A lot of people think they're going to be comforted with such materialistical things. I've learned, regardless of things that I have in this life, Sister Darlene, like Paul spoke, says, I will be contented. Learn to be contented with what I have. I'm hoping my automobile will not fail. I'm hoping that because it's getting some age on it. But bless God, He's still providing for me. I don't know what's going to take place, but yet I'm going to serve Him. I'd rather have Him. Amen. In the times of what we are facing this life. I say this because of the things of heartaches and disappointments and pain and illness. Amen. And the things that we are going through, we come back to the answer to our sweet Heavenly Father. And He says, yes, my child. Then He goes on to say, we are to, in looking to this, all things bitter or sweet are working together for our good. He's saying that I'm working for your good. You might not see it, amen, or what you're going through, but I'm still working for your good. And you say, well, it's so hard and so difficult. Well, the disciples, they didn't have no money. Old Peter said, silver and gold, I don't have none. Amen. But such I have, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Amen. That's all he needed. That's all he wanted. That's what God provided for him. Amen. He'll come through regardless. Amen. And I've said of the situation that we are facing in. Listen, believe. As the Lord will have to say, believe that I am permitting only experiences that I see will enrich in your life or make you a blessing to some of my other children. Of the testimony that you have, that the Lord is doing something for you, that the Lord is providing for your spiritual needs, that the Lord is providing for your financial needs, that the Lord is providing for your physical needs. Amen. Listen, church, He's brought me through great depression. And I praise God for it. No, I didn't have no maniac depression. But I'm going to tell you, I had something pretty hard. Well, I didn't mean to get a laugh out of you, but I did. I know it was a cloud. Man, and I hurt. Amen, and I hurt. There's nothing like mental pain, church. Come on now. Am I relating to you? Praise God. But hey, we got to ponder upon the Scriptures that God will provide for us the answer that we need when Satan is knocking at our door. Amen. And trying to get you to curse God and worship Him. Amen. But I ponder upon the Word, for He'll heal us in these trying times. Listen, I know I'm not going to get through with this message, and I'm going to try to wind it up. What's that?
Neither did I this morning.
Listen. Trust Him. For He knows what is best. Jesus says, I love you more than you can understand. Amen. All that concerns you concerns me. That's what the Lord's saying. In Zechariah 2 verse 8, He said, he that touches you touches the apple of my eye. Therefore, my child, I seek to fit and prepare you to dwell with me for eternity. Amen. To be with Him. Amen. Never doubt of His leading. Amen. Never question His purpose. Amen. Even though we don't understand sometimes the purpose of what He has. He said to trust Him with your whole heart in the methods that He's using, even through pain, through your health, whether it be sunshine or cold, flowers or thorns. For this thing is from Me. For this thing is from Me. I allowed it so. Praise God. Amen. Will you serve Him? Will you serve Him regardless in difficult times? He goes on to say this. In the uphills, in the downhills, in the plateaus that we are going through this life, we go through bitter times and sweet times. Just remember that this thing is from Me. Come on now. Amen. When the winds of adversity come against us so strong, and He allows that of these things to come, listen, He's molding us and He's shaping us unto the vessel that He would have us to be. It don't feel good at times, does it? And I want you to know, a diamond goes under severe pressure in the making of a diamond. It starts as a black piece of coal, and sometimes it lays dormant for centuries of time. And we see and we know that as it passes through great pressure and heat and the furnace of this life that we are facing in at times, He's getting rid of some of the impurities that we have in this life when we lean upon Him to bring us through, amen, in the storms of this life. Oh, the devil heats it up the furnace a whole lot hotter at times. He did that, amen, through Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. But they said, we will not bow down to the image of what you are presenting, O King Nebuchadnezzar. We're not going to serve you. You're going to take our life from us, and God's well able to deliver us. But if He doesn't, we're not going to bow down. We're not going to bend. We're not going to listen to what you bring toward us. They came against the authority of their days, of their times. And I want you to know, our government today might dictate to us with some of these things that we're going to have to face, whether or not, especially when it comes through homosexuality and through the things of abortion and all like this that they would bring. That is such a negative and such a thing against God's Word. No wonder America is in the shape that they're in. They're trying to get rid of prayer. Amen. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but what was her name? Madeline O'Hara? 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 Did you know her son and I think her daughter-in-law and her, they were murdered? Amen. They were murdered. The atheist organization that she had, she was robbed of over $600,000 that was in the treasure. But I want you to know the thing that she had, it was so bad that parts of her body were in other words, in places that were cut from her, and they found those places. And even her son, I think it was her son and also her daughter-in-law. It might not have been her daughter-in-law, but there were three of them that were found in the place because, and I think about it because of what such an evil woman that she was. One of her sons wrote a book, and speaking about how his mother was to find something, even in school, to say something against prayer and all, to keep a journal and all this. But I want you to know destruction came in her path. Amen. It came in her path. And I'm sure that she was in such in the darkness of what she was facing. Amen. Listen, church. Let me read one more verse of Scripture. And I'm trying to come to a close. I ain't going to get all this out, and I know it. Thus says the Lord, 1 Kings 12 and 24, and I did come in and said, thus saith the Lord, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren. The children of Israel return every man to his house, for this thing is from me. Amen. Sometime we do not realize that God is working and doing things for us. He permits things to happen even though they seem so negative to us. The way we respond is of a great importance because it can be victory or it can be defeat. In the difficult, dark clouds that we face in this life, for they surely come. It is the hour of temptation that your weakness is made perfect by my strength, by His strength. It is only in the struggle that you can see that I am able to contend with Him that contendeth with you and can save you to the utmost. In Isaiah 49, verse 25 says, but thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. In the latter part of that verse, he said, for I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. He promises us strength for the day, for the rest, for our labors, and the light on the way, grace for the trial, and help from above. And in undying love, He speaks to our heart. God did not promise us a sun without rain. Amen. And joy without sorrow. And peace without pain. But He has promised us that He will strengthen us in the storms of this life. Amen. I've got to come to a close. God bless your heart. I hope I've said something. Amen. To bless you. Praise God. Sister Sib, you got something to say? Bless the Lord.
Oh. Oh, goodness me. Well,